This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon and welcome to Harmony Waikato. My name's Derek. I'm joined here with Peter. Peter, how are you?
Absolute box of birds today, Derek.
That's good. It's important to be a box of birds. Now, today we have a really interesting theme.
Yeah, today the theme is back to Africa.
Back to Africa, which is where most people can trace their genealogy if they go back far enough.
Well, that's right, that's right. I must admit that I haven't quite got there yet, but...
No, but originally, and also they believe that music, the rhythm and all of that, all comes from...
Absolutely, and I think we're going to hear evidence of that today.
That's cool.
There's some pretty cool stuff.
We're going to learn bits about Africa.
We are.
Because there's so much to learn about Africa. Well, it's an amazing continent.
You know, in fact, you have had the privilege of living there.
I have, and it was fascinating.
Mm.
Especially because I was a child at the time, so knew no other...
Yep.
Yeah, nothing else to sort of compare it with. And I found it incredibly welcoming and just some amazing people.
Yeah.
And obviously I've learnt more.
Mm.
Here's a question which I'll answer after our first song. How many countries are there in Africa?
How many countries are there in Africa?
Yeah, and there are two correct answers to this.
Okay, well, looking forward to hearing both of them. All right, well, we're going to start today with the group we've heard before. It's the Indolova Youth Choir. Now, I have to admit, this track is not strictly a cappella. There's a bit of flute in there, but there's a lot of a cappella, and it's pretty cool. They're doing an Ed Sheeran number called Shape of You. So let's have...
Hello, baby, mtwana sekasi, nikeza ithuba, mfuna ukuthethana.
Ithe mangifika ekasi, izolo ebusuku ngabona intombi yaseGoli. Ngahlangana ekhanda, ngibambalana, ngiyakalana, then my friends told me I'm slow. I'm shy, ngohaya, and I'm shy, a smile, nomntwana uyababa, now take my hand. Kwaza ngixoxela indaba, bambo lwami nayo isala phansi, and I'm singing like yazi, ngifuna uthando lwabo. Wako, izolo suku kutelela iti.
cool.
Yep, they are really good.
They
All
are.
Right, Derek.
Come on, be my baby.
No, that wasn't what I was going to say.
Okay.
What I want to know is the answer to your question. How many countries are there in South Africa?
There are 54 countries that are recognised in Africa. And, Africa is huge.
It's a big place.
Huge place. An incredible place. Where I was right down the bottom.
Oh, yep.
Not the bottom, because that would be South Africa. I was in Botswana.
Botswana.
Which has the Kalahari Desert and...
Oh, right.
Yeah. There's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd like to go there.
Yeah. It's an amazing place. And if you do manage to get to... Particularly Botswana, which is a lovely, lovely country.
Mm-hmm.
You can do sort of excursions where you go out and check out the Big Five and all the rest of it.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Now, the last song finished with Come On Be My Baby Baby.
It did.
The question to the next part of our exploration into Africa, what's the population?
Yeah, well, they're very appropriate. I can see how you got there. Yeah. All right, okay. So we'll answer that at the end of this next song.
Do you want a clue? It's 18.6% of the global population.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
It is.
That's quite a lot. Well, that does give you a clue because I know there are about 7 billion people. Anyway, the next song is from the same group, the Indolova Youth Choir, and we've heard this track on this show before.
Right.
They are singing Bohemian Rhapsody, but they're singing it in isiZulu.
Oh, awesome. Here we go. The Zulu version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
Everybody, I've got to go. boy, nobody loves me. Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, okay, there were some instruments there, but man, they were good.
And also another link to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Absolutely.
Guess where Freddie Mercury was born.
Oh, now, that island off to the east coast, is that right? Madagascar?
No.
Oh.
Zanzibar.
Oh, Zanzibar.
He's a Zanzibarian.
All right. Cool.
Which is awesome.
And cool indeed. All right. Okay. The answer to that question.
Yes. How many, what population, what's the population do you
think? All right, look, I'll make a guess.
Okay.
I guess there was 1,577,415,658.
Oh, very close, Peter.
Close?
Yep. There are actually 1,577,415,658. Nine.
Well, I was right when I answered. It was...
Well, there's probably a few more that have been...
That's right.
Just while we've been talking.
Yep.
So, and that's no thanks to the Bill Gates and Foundation.
No, that's
busy,
right.
Busy handing out contraceptions.
It's clearly not working.
No. One of my... Actually, my sister-in-law used to work for a women's association.
Yeah, collective. Yeah.
Collective over there.
Yeah.
And, like, she was the head of it, and they would hand out information on how to stay safe. Now, some people felt that the best way to do it was to place place your Johnny on the table next to you while doing the deed.
I see.
That would do it. But she was a wee bit mortified when she found out that her staff were giving out the information and stapling them onto sheet telling you how to use it.
Oh, dear.
Not great.
Yeah, moving right on then. Okay, so our next group... It's called Jazzcore Freiburg. So I guess we know where they're from. And they are going to sing for us a track called African Call.
Oh, that's awesome. Should I give you a question for the next one?
Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay. Just pulling up some quick information. What's the population, in the African population, what is the median age?
Oh.
So the average age of the
I'm guessing it's going to be quite reasonably low. Global terms. All right. Okay, well, we'll answer that question after the song. Jazzcore Freiburg and African Call. Quite a happy sound, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Made a joyful sound.
They did.
Yeah.
And actually, that's quite a good lead into our next song. But before we go there,
The answer to the question.
The answer to that question.
What is the median age?
Yeah, what is the median age of an African?
So at the moment, the median age is just below 20.
Wow.
Yep. So 19.8.
A very young population.
Very young. And it's interesting because the mortality rate is obviously extending.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The age.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So as that happens, it means there's more people, obviously.
Yeah.
More people, more need, all the rest of it. So sure. There are many challenges in Africa, but there's also many opportunities for the rest of the world.
Absolutely right. Yep. Yeah.
So many opportunities for the rest of the world to step in and actually help out these brothers and sisters in Africa.
Indeed.
Yep.
Right. So, well, okay. So our next group have the rather original name of Bass Quartet.
Ah.
And I'm guessing that there are four jokers there. And
I would imagine so. And none of them are falsettos.
Yeah, that's right. Before we go there, though, do you have another question for us, Derek?
I do have another question. What are the three most populated countries in Africa? It's a tough one.
Well, that is tough. But fortunately, I'm not going to have to answer it straight away.
No,
we're going to have a listen to Bass Quartet, and they're going to sing another happy song.
Cool.
They're going to sing Happy Day. This is a group from Zambia.
From Zambia?
Indeed.
That's awesome. Okay, well, think about that question. See whether Dawn and Alan can answer that question.
Yeah, we'll see whether or not they're smart enough.
Ooh, here's a challenge. Okay, here is a group from Zambia. And
they're singing Happy Day.
Cool.
Uzuba wa kukomana nondala musala Jesu moyo wa. Kwasimpila ndili wawe uli wangu wandiwela ndachilila ndakakoma nakuitwa ubotu buzuba Jesu wandi kushabuvi wandisha kupaila akukoma nisha lyose ubotu buzuba Jesu wandi kushabuvi Uyogeya moyo wangu Uyea mwami wayonse Utanda ni aleza Ulijisi intuyonse Kubotu uzuma Jesus. tumbuzuba Jesu wandi kushabubi
That was all right, wasn't it?
That was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's now, the bass quartet singing Happy Day.
Happy Day. Now, Dawn. Dawn has sent in her answers.
Yep, she's. I think she's got it right.
I think she has.
So, the question was, what are the three most populous countries in Africa?
That's true.
And the answer is Nigeria, Ethiopia, and not the Democratic Republic of Congo, but Egypt.
Correct. Egypt.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome, really. I mean, what an incredible continent Africa is. Where you've got the sands of the Sahara. Linking many countries in the area.
That's right, yep.
Including Chad and various others. And all the way down to South Africa, you've got Kilimanjaro with the snows on Kilimanjaro. And it's
huge,
such an amazing
huge
place.
Huge variety and, you know, wonderful wildlife.
Yep. And I can honestly say, having been to both, if you go to Niagara Falls, after you've been to Victoria Falls, so go to Victoria Falls first, then check out Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Niagara Falls is like going to a very small waterfall in comparison.
Really?
I mean, it's just amazing. And there is a Kiwi company that works at Niagara Falls in the Zambezi River.
Oh, really?
That do whitewater rafting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as part of their safety brief, they say, look, you've got your life jacket on, and if somebody falls off, just sort of grab the shoulders of the life jacket.
Grab the pull them back in. Straps you.
Unless they're Australian, in which case you use the two-finger nostril grip. So it's wonderful that we can be all around the world, including AJ Hackett, obviously, with the bungee jumping there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's very cool.
Very cool indeed.
Yep.
Okie dokie.
So thank you, Dawn.
Yeah, thanks, Dawn.
And, Dawn was completely and utterly right. We will be sending out a wonderful gift to her.
Unfortunately, Derek, we've run well out of time today.
We are out of time. We'll catch you same time, same place in a couple of weeks. Look after yourselves.
Bye.
Take care.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.